The man who was Samoa's prime minister for 6 years between 1976 and 1982 has delivered a rallying cry at an event recorded by the Samoa Observer. Tuiatua-Tupua Tamasese-Efi is urging the Samoan people to stand against what he calls the ambiguity of the constitution.
Samoa is now at a significant crossroad in her governing history, not just in terms of trying to figure out how best to protect our customary land from foreign or alien interests, but also how to protect ourselves from ourselves.
About 80% of Samoa's land is customary, passed down through families over generations. But Fiu Mataese Elisaraluwalu, a Matai chief from the village of Sili in Savai'i, says that tradition is under threat.
The burdens that our people are now shouldering because of the hell-bent focus on sustained economic growth, with very little regard on the social issues and environmental issues and cultural issues, are showing at the street level.
However, the Asian Development Bank has long argued that by not utilising land, Samoa is missing out on economic opportunities. And the Attorney General, Lumalu Herman Retzlaff, says that's a problem the government has to solve.
Some 80% of Samoa's land is not utilised. So therefore, we have to find that balance where we legally protect the sacred customary land, but at the same time have the avenues so that this land can be used.
But this is where the debate gets technical. The Constitution prohibits the alienation and mortgaging of customary land, but the Land Title Registration Act of 2008 introduced a registration system similar to Australia's, which allows for regulated leasing. And just to complicate matters further, the much older Alienation of Customary Land Act of 1965 is currently being overhauled in Parliament, with plans to make the mortgaging of customary land leases permissible. And that's a move which Fiu Mataese Elisaraluwalu argues would be a contradiction.
The laws that have since emanated, not only since the Constitution was passed in 1960, subsequent laws pose very huge concerns in terms of the intention of government.
But the head of the Samoa Law Reform Commission, Teliai Dr. Lalatoa Mulitalo, says the constitution is watertight.
There's no ambiguity in it at all, in my respectful view. It is very clear under Article 102.
Dr. Lalatoa says the amendment to the 1965 Act would allow for the mortgaging of leases, not the land, and that's an important distinction.
Looking at the constitution, it is allowed. Those words do allow that. The words are there to be used, and they have been used to the benefits of the people. And that's what laws are for.
But the former Prime Minister says that's exactly what needs to change, even though it was he who signed the Land Title Registration Act into law when he was head of state 10 years ago.
Our stand against the unconstitutionality of any act of Parliament that seeks to undermine Article 102 and for the need to make our constitution unambiguous and free from negative exploitation.
The ongoing controversy has been stoked up after customary owners in Sasina agreed to a 250,000 tala a year deal with a Hong Kong company for a 100-year lease on land that will become a fruit plantation. The Attorney General says that deal hasn't been approved by his office and that the law clearly protects the rights of landowners.
Customary land cannot be leased or mortgaged without the consent of those who have the ownership or customary ownership of that land. I mean, there's just no law that's going to force anyone to lease the land. But at the same time, there's absolutely no law that will ever allow the sale of that land.
Matai Chief Fiu Mataese Elisaraluwalu says the government is right to seek ways of expanding Samoa's economy, but not at the expense of the country's sacred lands.
We fully support and subscribe to the policy of government to find ways to ensure that there is economic development of the country. But the way that this policy is being implemented through the use of customary land, that in our view ultimately alienate customary lands, is what we object to.
So the battle lines are drawn and the Samoan government has to find a way of keeping all sides happy without missing out on opportunities to revive an economy that's not in best of health.